the Lord has said to me, we will do. 所以当年当以色列子民来到西乃山下的时候，上帝与他们立约，上帝说这些的律例典章你要遵守，他们就同声说我们都必遵行。 And Moses took the blood, sprinkling on the people. That is the blood of covenant. 所以在那个时候，摩西就将血洒在百姓的身上，这是立约的凭据。 So this is the blood of covenant. This is a covenant with blood. 所以这是血约，这是约当中带着血的。 The reason why involve blood, because this is what? This is regarding life and death. 所以这是关于生与死的问题，因为里面包含了血，所以这是个血约。 The blood covenant involve what? Life and death. 是关于生命与死亡之间的选择。你愿意遵行，我与你立约，所以你是归我的。 So this is what?Sinaitic covenant is a covenant of marriage between God and his people. 就西乃之约其实是上帝与他子民的婚约，就是盟约，也就是血约。 That is a covenant. That is a covenant involved blood. This is between life and death. Just like a husband and wife, you are all not two separate beings. You are two separate beings, but you can like come together as one. Because what? You join together.就很像夫妻之间的关系，虽然是两个不同的个体，当他们合而为一的时候，这是共同的一个生命体。所以西乃之约就是上帝与他子民的一个婚约，是 covenant marriage between God and his people. That's why God said, I can remember the devotion of your youth as a bride you love me. 所以神能够这么说，我幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，我都晓得。但是 from the history, from this book, we know the story, how the people of Israel, they rebels against God. 但是这本圣经里面 throughout the history of Israel, the people of Israel, you will see that how they rebels against God. 从这本书的故事当中，大多数的旧约里面都记载上帝的子民，上帝的妻子是如何违背了神。这里先知耶利米这么说，耶和华对先知耶利米说，被盗的以色列所行的，你看见没有？他们在那行淫，不只是以色列行淫，甚至他的妹妹也就是犹大，当时以色列分成两国，北国跟南国，南国犹大看着北国以色列行淫，他们也不惧怕，也去行淫，全地属于神的百姓都去行淫。 So the prophet Jeremiah, God said to him, Have you not seen the faithless Israel and unfaithful sister Judah? But at that time, the people of Israel divided into two kingdoms, the northern Israel and the southern Israel. And in both kingdoms, they all rebel against God. They commit adultery. Let's see the movie.A movie show a little bit about how the king of Judah, king of Israel, they rebels against God. How? Because last 2 weeks ago, actually, you seen part of the video already, but now it's a little bit more. So, 两个星期以前你们看过一个视频，今天来看这样的这个视频。
巴利崇拜是这样的，他们相信巴利是神，是一位富饶之神。他通常被描述成打雷和闪电之神。他骑在公牛背上或是小牛犊背上，手中握着闪电，让人立刻联想到暴风雨、闪电、打雷和下雨都能够带来丰收。然后他会回到地底下，那是一个非常可怕黑暗的地方，没有人想去。这个时候土地就不再生产了。等到春天来临，他们期待着巴利会活过来，他们期待他会回来，他们相信用血献祭可以使巴利活过来。历史上大部分的献祭都是用动物的血献祭。如果巴利活过来，并且和他的妾亚舍拉发生性关系，这个关系就会带来丰收。巴利的祭司会和一个被选上的女子发生性关系。接下来，会众里所有参与拜巴利仪式的男人，他们会到庙旁跟妓女发生性关系。中央放着一尊偶像， 偶像站在中央，里面有烈火燃烧。圣经称呼这种祭坛或偶像为陀培特。那些参加这种宗教仪式的母亲们会将婴儿交给祭司，祭司会爬上祭坛的阶梯，以敬拜的姿势接近祭坛，然后举起婴孩，将它放在烧得火红的偶像背弯里。
So you can see how terrible at that time, how the people of Israel cannot appreciate the life God has given to them. 你所以可以看到那个时候，上帝自己的子民，他们是如何的将上帝自己的儿女们献上给偶像，这是其中一件最可怕，在当时以色列人之间所违背神所做的事情。因此，神大大的发怒。这就为什么说神说。你竟然到处行淫，我跟你之间的关系是丈夫跟妻子之间关系，结果你不要我，结果呢你到处去找其他的偶像来拜。 This is how God described the people of Israel. You involve yourself, you commit adultery, where you don't worship me and you worship the idols. So that is the sin the people of Israel commit at the time. You're also familiar with all this story. So,The prophet Jeremiah said, through the word of God. 所以先知耶利米就这么说，耶和华就透过先知耶利米这么说，被盗以色列人啊，回来吧，被盗的儿女啊，回来吧，你这被盗儿女回来吧，因为我是慈爱的，我不永远全怒，因为我要做你的丈夫，我要医治你被盗的病。 Again and again, once after anotherGod voice out, shout out, return faithless Israel, return faithless Israel, return, return and return. For I am merciful and will not angry be forever. And I am your husband. I will cure your backsliding. This is God's heart. This is God's heart for someone who wanders from home. 这是上帝的心。这是父神的心，是对那不愿意回家人的心。回来吧，回来吧，回来吧。Return, return, return. Century over the century, century over the century, throughout the mankind history, God's shout out, voice out, return, return, my people. Return, return, my people. But they don't listen. How about us? 但上帝子民并不听。而今天神一样的向我们说 return， 我们听吗？你看耶利米书里面怎么形容上帝的百姓，你击打他们，他们却不伤痛，你毁灭他们，他们仍不受惩治。他们做了一件事情，他们的脸刚硬过磐石，不肯回头。 See the verse here said, O LordYou struck them, but they feel no pain. You crushed them, but they refuse the corruptions. They made their faces harder than stone and refused to repent. Even God sent the prophets one after another to tell them and warn them. There is the very center of God's heart. The core heart of God is love them. I am your husband. Return. But they don't want to return. Their face turned into a hard stone.I will return. What that said to me, what that you said to us, 这对我们说什么？这对我们到底有什么样的信息呢？ This is what the Lord said. Why have these people turned away? They have seen my miracles. They have seen the words of my hands. Why does Jerusalem always turn away? They cling to deceit. They refuse to return. 人跌倒不再起来吗？人转去不再转来吗？这耶路撒冷的民，他们见过我的神迹奇事，见过大能手的膀臂如何来拯救他们，他们为什么很久被盗，他们守定诡诈不肯回头。你说 What can God do to them? 到这样的地步，你认为神应该怎么做？放纵他们还是施行审判？如果你有个孩子 不肯回头，你会怎么做？哦，我没有做过父亲，我不知道。So if you are father, your mother, your parents, if your son or daughter behave like this, what would you do? But I know one thing from this book, from this story, God do something to them. Just see what God has done to them. 你们看上帝怎么在这些神的子民当中工作。
After 18 months, the trapped Israelites start to starve.
Fire!
As Jerusalem is destroyed, Zedekiah and his sons escape through a secret passageway.
Take everything and burn this temple to the ground.
Don't worry, my boys. We're safe now.
Watch this. This is the last king of Judah. The last one of the kingdom of Judah.
The last thing you'll ever see.
He plucked his eyeballs, the eyeball. This is what the Lord permit to happen. 就是上帝所允许会发生的事情。Is that terrible? If you see all this, this is a true story. If this is really a true story, you look over the pages in the Old Testament, you will feel that this guy is so cruel, so brutal, too bloody. Sometimes we will skip these pages and we say, God is so loving. God won't do that. But that is a real history. That's happened in the past because it's recorded in this book. 当你看到这些荧幕的时候，这是神所做的。神不是说他这么慈爱吗？你看到这个时候，上帝不是很残暴吗？很血腥吗？非常情绪化吗？ 通常我们看圣经的时候会把这些的篇章skip， 因为我们希望是一个圣诞老公公的上帝，我们不要看到是一个审判的上帝。但是我今天要跟大家讲的真理是一个慈爱的，但是又是公义的上帝。 Most of the time we skip the pages of the Bible because it's too brutal, too emotional. This God of the Old Testament is so bloody, killing people, killing the innocent babies. Isn't that the God of the Bible is a loving one? How could he do that to his own people? Would you do that to your own children? You wouldn't do that. How could he be so cruel, brutal, bloody, and emotional? I think everybody of us here, being a Christian for many, many years, we all thought about this question. Maybe you know the answer. We don't have an answer here. I don't even have an answer either here. But I want to understand more about God through the story in this book. So the question here, from the very, very beginning, this is because what? 就从最初的时候，是人自己做了错的选择。从那个时候，人因为做错了选择，罪就放浪到全世界。没有人逼人做出那个选择。 From the very, very beginning, this is all back to the sources of all sins. Nobody forced Adam and Eve to choose the tree of knowledge of evil. 没有人逼着亚当和夏娃去选择生于善恶树上的果子。但是神却做了一件事情。 But God did one thing to Adam and Eve. He said here, he must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. 那时候神就做了一件事情，把他们赶出伊甸园，因为怕他们在吃生命上的果子。 他们就永远活着。第一，神不要人继续活在痛苦的当中，因为你吃了分别善恶树上的，你吃了生命树，你就永远活着，而且是活在痛苦当中。神知道你要活在痛苦当中，如果你吃了生命树上的果子，所以你必须要赶出伊甸园。 So that is why God banished you from the Garden of Eden. Banish means you're away from home. 你就必须要离开家。 但是离开家的时候，神说：“有一天我会带你回来。” God promised one day in the future I will bring you back to this home. I want you to come back home, but you need to bear the consequence of your choice. 但是你要为你所做的选择负起责任，你必须要离开家。但是有盼望你会回到这家中，这是上帝的心意。但自从人离开家之后，就不想回家了。But the reason. The thing is, when people banish from home, start from that point, people doesn't want to go, people don't want to go back home. 问题就是我们都不想要回家，自从伊甸园被赶出去之后，神可以当面离弃他所造的。 He could have forsaken his created world right away. He could have withdrawn his plan of redemption. 他可以即刻收回施行拯救的计划。 He could have destroyed Satan right away. 他可以立即把撒旦就除掉了。He could have recreated the world one more time. 他可以重新再造世界一次。He could have done many things, but he did not. 他却没有如此做，因为 he still loved. Because he still wants us to turn back to him. He wants to test our heart so that we have a true heart, true love for him. And he wants to give us a chance to repent. 因为他爱我们的缘故，他要我们回转，他给我们机会，他甚至要考验我们对他的真心。这是上帝的心意，所以就不要离开家。当年索多玛俄摩拉所发生的事情是非常可怕的一件事。但是在索多玛俄摩拉之前，也有个大洪水，大家也觉得说大洪水把这么多人就杀死了。 但是神给他们120年。You know this story. God gave them 120 years before the Sodom and Gomorrah being demolished. You see, after they banished from home, the whole earth filled with evil. And God sent a flood. But before the flood came, there were 120 years for them to repent. 120 years. 神给他们120年来回转，但是120年却没有一个人回转，只有一个家庭能够回转。So within 120 years, only one family, family of Noah, returned because he considered as a righteous one, found a favor in the eyes of the Lord. 因为他在神面前是义人，是神所蒙恩的。那120年没有一个人，那有什么借口呢？我等了你120年，但你给我的回应就是你死不要回家。 I gave you 120 years, but you don't want to come back home. It's not because God is cruel, brutal, or bloody. He gave you time to come back. 如果后来神在挪亚的后代当中的确拣选了亚伯拉罕，施行他拯救的计划，因为透过亚伯拉罕要使万国回到他面前。 We all know this. 神要拣选亚伯拉罕是透过亚伯拉罕。Through Abraham, God chose the 10th generation of Noah, Abraham's family, in order that through this family, all nations will be blessed. That is very hard, the very core heart of God toward all nations, all family, all people on this earth. 这是神起初的时候对全地的一个救恩，他要他们回转，回到家里来。但是在亚伯拉罕那个时代中间发生一件事情。God sent Abraham to one place called the land of Canaan.But in that land of Canaan, there were two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. They're full of evil. 那时候，上帝叫亚伯拉罕去到索多玛跟俄摩拉，去到迦南这个地块。在迦南这块地上面有两块城市，那叫做索多玛跟俄摩拉。那索多玛、俄摩拉罪恶深重，声闻于神，神一样也施行审判，很可怕的一个审判。今天因为时间关系，我们就不看 video 了。神就把他们全部杀死了，只剩下罗德一家人。我们看一点点吧，看能看到。
You are a just God. Will you destroy the good men along with the evil ones?50 good people in Sodom. Will they suffer the same fate as the wicked?
Please, help us!
We will test them. If my angels find 50 righteous people in Sodom, I will spare the whole city.
Please, help us. Help us.
Fewer. 30. 20.
Find only 10. I will save the whole city.
This way!
Give us the strangers! Take them out!
God sent down the fire from the heaven to destroy the whole city. 神从天上降下火来，使两座城市一夜当中成为灰烬。只有一家人，但是他妻子呢，因为不顺服神，转回头来就变成了一颗盐柱。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，很可怕，对不对？ How many sin city in this world now? My family? It's a family, the sin city? Before we point out that Las Vegas is a sin city, first of all, we need to acknowledge whether my family is a sin city or not. 当我们要指说哪一个地方是罪恶之城之前，我们先要查看我们自己，我们自己内心里面是不是罪恶之城，我们自己家庭里面是不是罪恶之城。Before we point to somebody that you are a sinner, or that is a sin city, or Las Vegas, or whatever, San Francisco, whatever the city is a sin city, first of all, we need to examine our heart. 但是我们在指哪一个城市是一个罪恶之城的时候，我们要严肃地对待我们自己。我们的内心深处里面是不是充满了许多神所不喜悦的事情？这是我们天天都要在上帝面前所省察的。因为上帝是怎么？上帝是烈火，是轻慢不得的。God is a consuming fire. He's a judge God. Abraham plead to God, if I can find 50 in this city, it's righteous, would you save this city? God said yes. But the thing is, no one of them except the family of Lot. 没有一个是义人。除了罗德这一家人。 God gave you time to come for the sake of his love and mercy that you will repent one day. At the same time too, when the people of Israel in the land of Egypt, God stretched out his hand and saved his people. 同样的，当以色列子民在埃及为奴之地的时候，神一样伸出他大能的膀臂拯救了他们，杀了所有埃及所有的长子。 God struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, and there was loud wailing in Egypt, for there was no house without someone deaf. How could God kill all innocent babies, the firstborn in each family, even though they are not people of God? 虽然他们不是上帝的百姓，但是上帝怎么会把所有埃及的长子这些无辜的都杀死了？ This is all the question that we need to ponder on. 这些都是一些问题我们需要去思考的。神真的不爱埃及人吗？ Would God not love the people of Egypt? 那我们要看一段经文。 Many other people went out with them, as well as last drop of livestock, both flock and herd. 也有许多闲杂人，并有羊群、牛群和他们上去。Who are these 闲杂人？ Who are these other people? These are the people leaving Egypt together with the people of Israel on that night of Passover. 在逾越节的那一天晚上，跟着以色列子民一同出埃及的，除了上帝自己的百姓，还有一群的闲杂人。这群闲杂人是谁？是埃及人吗？是当初的寄居的人吗？还其他的外邦人？神一样有怜悯，只要你愿意受割礼，与神的百姓一同领受逾越节的律例典章，你就能够从那一块土地上面蒙拯救。See, here is many other people. If you follow, you've been circumcised, you follow the custom of the people of Israel, you can what? You can be saved from that land of Egypt. That is the mercy of God. God gave you the chance. And every time God brings up the judgment, he always gives you chance and time to repent. 你会看到从这本故事当中，每一次上帝实行审判的时候，他都会给你机会，他都会给你回转，是为你用不用于珍惜。 Because you are human being, you have a right to choose. 因为上帝尊重你，因为你是一个人，你是有选择的自由。 God said, I chose you to belong to me. 神说我选你要我归我，就好像一个妻子归我做我的妻子。 To myself, you will be my treasure possession. You will be for me, for me, and for me. You are me. You are belong to me. You belong to me. 归我，归我，归我。This is heart of God. You belong to me. And then God said to them, go to that land of Canaan and strike down all the people on that piece of land. And then annihilate them quickly. 然后神对他们说，我离开这个埃及地，去到迦南地，去到迦南地做什么？灭绝那地上面的人，使他们速速的灭亡。 Man, can you believe it? 速速灭亡他们，灭绝他们。 Annihilate them quickly and destroy them. One more story about how brutal this God is. And then you must destroy them totally. God said here, it's not because of your righteousness, of your integrity, not because of how good you are, how integrity, you're righteous, how righteous you are, but on account of the wickedness of these nations. 神世界的说，不是因为你有多好多棒，或者是我站在你这边，还是你有多好和怎样正直，是因为这国民的恶，我只是借着你的手来去审判。 We all know this, 是那里人的行为，你不可以去效法。 Do not follow the practices, because the practices they did actually made the land defile. 他们做了什么事情呢？那个地上的国民做了什么事情呢？ According to this story, to the Bible, 不是我说的，也不是 archaeology 说的，不是考古学家说的，也不是我说的，是这本书说的。他们做了什么事情？他们做了以下这些事情。 Based on Deuteronomy 18, he said that 你不可效法他们，因为他们所做的行为是哪一些？在生命记18章就把那一地的国民所做记的恶全部写下来了，他们做了这些事情。 This is all the practices the people on the land of Canaan they did. They all recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Is that incest, adultery, infant sacrifice, homosexual relationship, and sexual relationship with animals. 他们做了这至少五件事情：家庭的乱伦、夫妻淫乱、到处去找妓女，或者是妓男，或者妙妓。第三，儿女惊火；第四，同性迎合；最后，鱼兽迎合。像这样子的 society, what can do to God do to them? 继续爱他们吗？爱上一个不回家的人吗？神如果存留了这些 国民，你会知道这个世界会变成什么样子吗？ If God leave all these people alone without doing anything, can you imagine what would they bring to this society and to all nations today? 你可以想象得到，如果神不解决这些人，今天的世界会变成如何？我们要去这里做思考。神并不是没有给他们时间。 God gave them time to repent. How many years? At least four generations. Because in the book Genesis, God said to Abraham already, he said, until the fourth generation, your people will come back. Because at this time, at the time, God said to Abraham, he said, sin of the Amorites, the people on that piece of land, has not yet reached is full measure. I still give them time to repent. So when people of Israel, they was on the way to the land of Egypt, God performed wonders and miracles. They heard about the wonder and miracle that God of Israel did. They're so fearful of this God of Israel. They have changes to repent. 所以当这些百姓们他们有至少四代的时间能够悔改，也当以色列百姓出了埃及去到迦南地的路途上面的时候，神的确施行了许多的神迹奇事，他们也的确听到了风声，他们也害怕了，他们有机会应该要悔改追向神，但最终还是没有。 God gives times for you to repent. God gives changes for you to repent. But when you don't appreciate the changes, don't blame God. 当我们不愿意去珍惜上帝给我们机会的时候，我们就很容易的转过来，我们就怪神。 At least for generations.其实还有其他一些原则，今天时间关系就不讲。关于以扫的、摩押人的、还有亚门人的，我这就跳过。你要知道说，神并没有灭绝所有的迦南人。God did not destroy the whole people, the totally. Rahab is one example. 神没有 Rahab is a Canaanite woman. 拉合是一个迦南的女子。上并没有所有的迦南人全部被灭绝，至少我们知道拉合是留下的。为什么？因为他听到了以色列的神是如此的伟大，他就归信这位上帝，他悔改，结果他就蒙拯救了。其实不只是拉合， so Rahab is a Canaanite woman because he heard about what the Lord has done to the people of Israel. So,A great fear of you has fallen on us. When you heard of it, our heart melt, and everyone's courage fell because of you. And then he acknowledged that the Lord of your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. He acknowledged that. But when you acknowledge that, and that you were accepted, and that you was what? Saved from the destruction. Not only Rahab. Do you know these people, Caleb?What sort of people think that Caleb is a what? Is a people, is a Israel? 很多人以为加勒是一个以色列人，或者说他是犹大支派的其中一个、一个孙子或者他的后裔， is a descendant of the people of Judah. But as a matter of fact, Caleb is not Israel. 加勒那一位能够进迦南地的那个加勒专心跟从耶和华那个不是以色列人，他是什么人？他是什么 ？The son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, who's a Kenizzite, 基尼西族耶夫尼儿子的加勒。If you go back to the Genesis chapter 15, when God said to Abraham, one types of people groups, one type of people that live on that piece of land is a Kenizzite.其中一个住在那个迦南地的民族就是什么？基尼西族人。这就是迦勒的背景。迦勒不是纯犹太人。But God have mercy on him. You see the mercy of God only if you appreciate the change and repent, God will save. See that? And then when Joshua came into the land of Canaan at one time, he made a covenant.直到后来耶稣亚到那个地上的时候，到了那个迦南美地的时候，有一次他要念这书上的律法书，要重申那个约的时候，当中有哪一些人？ You see what kind of people in the midst of them when Joshua read the word, read the law of Moses again, reread the covenant of God in front of people, who's included? He is the aliens.And season alike. All this small detail, if you look closely, not only the pure people of Israel were safe, but among them, you will see aliens and the citizens alike. They're standing on both sides of the ark of the covenant of the Lord. They are part of it. 所以你看到还有本地人、寄居的人、寄居的外人，他们站在哪里？他们站在约柜的两旁，他们是上帝约中的子民，他们是上帝约的其中一部分，这些都不是以色列子民，神一样的去拯救他们。Because what? Because they return. Because they want to go back. And in book of Isaiah, this Babylon, just now you see the army of Babylon, they're cruel, they're brutal, right? And also people of Egypt, right? They are the descendants of serpent. Based on our last sermon, 上一次我们的信息就是蛇的后裔。 你看巴比伦亚述, but you see from the pages in the book of Isaiah, here it says what? 那你看的以赛亚书他说什么? The Egyptian and Assyrian will worship together. Blessed be Egypt, my people. Assyrian, my handiwork. Israel, my inheritance. 他说什么? 埃及人和亚述一同敬拜耶和华。 埃及是谁? 是耶和华的百姓。 亚述是我手的工作, 以色列我的产业, 都有福了。 Only if you want to return. Only if you want to go back to his home. 只要你愿意回家, 什么都可以, 什么都好商量。 但问题, 你要不要回家? Very simple. So Psalms here said, Rahab, Babylon, Phoenicia, Tyre, Cush, the Lord will write in the register of the peoples. The peoples, including these people, this one was born in Zion. 拉哈伯指的是埃及, 巴比伦, 菲利士, 推罗, 古时人, 当耶和华记录万民的时候, 他要点出这一个生在哪里, 也就在生命册上面。 These people can be God's people. They are not evil people unless they don't want to repent. That is a condition that God gives us. So God sends one prophet, Hosea. 神就吩咐一个先知叫何西亚做一件事情，你去迎娶淫妇为妻，你去娶淫妇为妻，淫乱所生的儿女，你去娶她，神叫一个神去娶一个淫妇，这是很奇怪的想法，这是很奇怪的故事。 This is a very strange story because God asked a prophet to marry an adulterous woman, Gomer. 那今天我的 sermon 可能就到这里，下次我们继续，因为时间关系。 OK， 好。 But before that, we look at this movie. Okay? This is about the Hosea.
Was I not the one you left that false prophet and all your other lovers for? You ran into my arms because of all the nice things I could give you? Now dance with me.
Leave me alone.
You will do as I say.
No.
Well. Guards! Guards!
What are you doing?
Since you do not desire my charms tonight, I do not care to see this one anymore. Take her to auction.
Please, leave me alone. Let me go, please. No, no, let me go.
My Lord God, how can I love one who loves another? Why did you want me to marry her? She has been unfaithful so many times. I know now how your heart grieves over your people that have abandoned you. So how can you still love us? How? How? You love us because your love is not dependent on us. Oh, my Lord God, how great is your love.
Tell you of this one. Do I have a bit? She is still of childbearing age, if that suits you. So who will start the bidding? No bids? Surely she can work in your fields. Anyone? Anyone?
A half homer of barley.
Half homer of barley?
Surely this woman has many good years of work in her. Who will give me one piece of silver for her?
One homer of barley.
One homer of barley. This woman is of strong stock. She can bear your children. One piece of silver.
One homer of barley, I said.
One homer of barley. Anyone else? One homer of barley going once. One homer of barley going twice.
15 pieces of silver.
15 pieces of silver.
And a homer of barley. And a half homer of barley, too.
Sold for 15 pieces of silver and a homer of barley and a half homer of barley, too.
This is a story of the prophet Hosea sent by God to redeem an adulterous woman. Actually, it's an adulterous wife because she doesn't want this. She just left his husband, her husband, and it went for another lovers. But finally, Hosea still gained back this adulterous wife back. This is a relationship between our God and us. I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me forever. 我必聘你，永远归我为妻。 只要你专心寻求耶和华和他们的王大卫，在末后的日子，必敬畏的心归向耶和华，领受他的恩惠。 This is the very heart of God. Israelite will return. If you return and seek the Lord, the God, and David, the King, they will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessing in the last days. So this is my sermon today, Love for Someone Who Wanders from Home, part one. So if you want to see the part two, come next time. Let's pray together. 主，我们在你面前，为着你自己所要我们表达的心意，我们向你献上感恩跟感谢。愿主你自己施恩于我们，使我们在有限的日子当中，能够做蒙你自己所悦纳的选择。Lord, just give us a grace, your mercy. Be the mercy that we can choose in our limited time, in the remaining of our days on this earth. We ask that you give us mercy, and that we can choose the options. We can choose the option that really find a favor in your eyes. Lord, just help us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So part two next time.